Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you?
I'm good, Rhea. Yeah, I'm really well.
It is the week of Monaco Yacht Show.
It sure is. Yeah, I'll be heading there later in the week. We'll still be there on Monday for people who maybe want to meet after the frenzy of the show.
This week, there was an announcement made in the UK in regards to a tax cut. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was billed as not going to be a budget, and it came out a lot bigger than I think anyone expected, or a mini budget. But some of the announcements were pretty far-reaching. There's been a lot of commentary, criticism, market reaction to it. It's a big gamble by the UK government. If it comes off, then they get the growth which they need to fund the tax cuts that they've provided, then I think that will be good. But it'd be good for the UK economy. But there's some big question marks, and at the moment the markets aren't buying the story that they can deliver.
Two of the standouts for me was the plummet of the pound against the dollar immediately, and the second was the headlines around the world that the rich were actually getting the biggest gain.
I think the big surprise was the dropping of the 45%, the top tax, marginal tax rate. Actually, for business, they've done some really good things. They've simplified some rules around contractors and things which weren't working very well. They've cut back the national insurance contributions, which were introduced in April. You know, they have reduced corporation tax from next April by 1%. And there's some quite good investment incentives as well to stimulate the economy. I think the 45% tax rate came by surprise, and a lot of people have been critical that, you know, that's going to affect people who earn over £150,000 a year. Is that 5% tax cut really going to, are they going to spend more than they do, or is it going to end up banking, or is it likely to be spent outside of the UK? So I think there was a lot of criticism that was seen as very much helping the top end. I think they could have used things like increasing the tax thresholds, which, if you think with inflation, actually, if inflation is going up, those thresholds get eroded over time. So, you know, £10,000 tax free or £12,000 tax free is a lot less this year than it was 10 years ago. So people are, inflation and pushes people into higher tax, what they call tax bracket creep. It pushes people up into higher tax brackets whilst they're lower earner. And I think they could have been more, perhaps up those thresholds, and that would have been more effective. Coming back to, you know, I think international investors don't believe the growth story. And then you get the issue with the pound dropping, which is investors saying, well, we don't know whether you can deliver this, and you're borrowing much more money, and we're not sure how you're going to be able to pay it back in effect. Now, yes, they can roll over debt, but yeah, that's the big problem for the government. And if that keep, and of course the other thing is dropping the pound down for local businesses in the UK, that makes anything they buy overseas and consumers more expensive. We've already seen some products like iPhones and you know, have increased in price because the pound had fallen. That's going to happen more. And that puts its own inflationary pressures on the UK economy, I think this is the other point of this, the Bank of England. So you've got the government putting in all these policies to try to activate spending and create growth. And at the same time, you've got the Bank of England, who's responsible for inflation and wanting to slow inflation, and the only thing they can do that is increase interest rates. So they're almost putting those two policy levers head to head. It's like putting your foot on the accelerator and pulling the handbrake on at the same time. You've got two things up in completely opposite directions, and if anyone's tried that,
it's a lot of fun.
I can guarantee you go around, you spin around in circles a lot. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of dust. But it doesn't get you anywhere.
A lot of smoke. A lot of smoke and some damaged tires when you're done.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the risk. I think we can, you know, the risk is in interest rates will have to rise further, A, to attract investors to buy government debt, and B, to try to keep inflation down. With a lower pound, that's going to mean inflation's going to be pushed up. So yeah, there's some big challenges for the UK economy.
Well, I have to say, the one thing that I did notice that really would help the common man, as it were, was the cap on energy. That I think was really important, because, you know, headlines, it has been making headlines across Europe over and over again that people were going to be either, you know, choosing food or heat in the winter. And to place that cap on energy, perhaps that won't be a decision they have to make.
Yeah, but you've got to remember that cap is only for private individuals and individuals. Yeah. Doesn't it? So there's still a lot of pain out there for small businesses who, you know, I think have been helped with the tax, you know, tax cuts and the national insurance cut. That's probably, you know, helped them a little bit, but, you know, they're still facing large energy costs. And now with, you know, depending on what business you're in, if you're in tourism, a lower pound's probably going to mean more people come. You know, potentially, as we've seen with the strong US dollar, there's been more US investment into Europe. We might see more, you know, more Americans buying property in the UK and taking advantage of that strength in their currency. So that brings inward investment. But there's still a lot of headwind for small businesses in the UK, I think. As in Europe, it's going to be a tough winter.
Those that actually have the money are gaining even more benefits, and small businesses are once again paying the bill for the rest of the country.
The UK government is very pro light touch regulation, pro seeing business, attracting wealth, and helping those with money. It's whether, you know, they can now deliver and, you know, in 18 months time, if the economy can grow, and then, you know, it's a very brave move. But it will either, it does feel like it could be selling the family jewels, so to speak, or betting those rather than taking a more prudent approach. And certainly that's what we've seen. The market reaction has been, with the selling off the pound, is a lot of question marks around the deliverability of what they've just announced.
Well, Alistair, I want to say thank you for your time once again, and enjoy NYS.
I will, Ria. Yeah, I'll definitely send you some photos, and we'll chat again next week.
Perfect. You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. I want to say thank you to Alistair Milroy and Breaking the Mold Accounting. All of Alistair's details will be below this interview when it airs. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.